Hear News Talk 1590 KVTA Ventura.
The following is a paid program. Gold Coast Broadcasting is not responsible for its content.
Tom Spence receives additional compensation for his participation during this paid program.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, adding value every day in every way. We talk about the brighter side of life, and we're all around the holiday season right now, and I have Danielle Knox, and she is an award-winning journalist and a host of Lifetime's The Balancing Act. I feel like The Balancing Act. I can't wait to talk to her because 4 kids, a couple businesses, love my life, but it is definitely a balancing act. So hopefully Danielle will give us some clues on how to slimline. That's what I always say, try to make things a little bit simpler, right? So anyways, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show every Saturday morning from 6 to 7 and then again from 2 to 3. And let's invite Danielle on. Danielle, are you there?
Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I am good, thank you. It sounds like we're both doing the balancing act here.
I'm telling you. So tell us, for my listeners that don't know a little bit about you, can you tell them about yourself?
Sure. So my name is Danielle Knox Ross. I am married. I have 3 boys under the age of 12, beautiful boys. But again, because I do work and I'm an entrepreneur and I'm married and I have children, I kind of live what my show is, which is the balancing act. The Balancing Act is a Lifetime Television's morning show. And basically, it's kind of what you would see on some of the other morning shows, the Today Show, Good Morning America, but without the news segments. And so we really focus on kind of women-oriented issues because Lifetime is a women's network. And so we focus on that. We do everything, Kim, from cooking segments to celebrities. We've had every celebrity you can imagine on the show to really just kind of news you can use. And so it's really a great show for moms out there who are trying to do what we're trying to do, which is balance it all.
I love it. I should be on there. I'm telling you. You know, and now here's the question, because I have 4 kids, okay,
oh, wow,
a couple businesses, married. Yeah. And it is, you know, I have 2 careers. I'm a hair therapist and also a radio host.
Mm.
And my husband says sometimes I work harder when I'm sleeping because I never turn off. And is that something that you do too?
Yeah. And I think what happens is you kind of have to really learn to balance it. And it's very difficult because one of the things I tell my husband all the time is when our kids are hurt, they come to mom. When our kids need something, they come to mom. And it's just one of those natural things. Kids tend to gravitate towards mom because mom fixes all the boo-boos and everything else, but mom needs time for herself too. And so I've really learned to kind of make that time for myself. I'll go out and get a manicure and pedicure or have a spa day or meet up with my girlfriends and not feel guilty about it, because I think that's one of the things that women tend to do is to feel guilty when they take that time for themselves. But I also believe that if mom's not happy, nobody's happy, because you don't want to manifest that. You don't want to manifest not spending time on yourself and doing things for everybody else, because you tend to become grumpy and you tend to become irritable, and you don't kind of want to live your life like that. I really want to be present for my kids and be in their lives, and so part of that means taking that time for myself, and that truly is living that balancing act.
I love it. Now, what did you do before you were a host of Balancing Act?
So I actually was a news anchor in many television markets across the country. I've been everywhere from San Francisco to Atlanta to Miami. I started my career in a teeny tiny southern town called Monroe, Louisiana. And so, I mean, I have really been all over. At this stage in my life, though, with children and with a husband, I'm settled. I'm in Fort Lauderdale, we host the show from there, and then they send it up to New York to Lifetime. So it's been a great, great thing for me to be able to work this schedule that is a lot more flexible, I have to tell you, than when I was a news anchor. And you know, it's breaking news. It's being there for every big story. And it's 12-hour days.
That's business.
And it's, six-day weeks. And so my children really were at the point where they were seeing mommy more on TV than seeing mommy at home. And that's when I knew I kind of had to make a change. And so when the opportunity came up to do the balancing act, I jumped at it because it really does allow me to balance my life better and to be a mom, which I think is my number one priority. And I think why I'm here on this planet is to be a good mom and a good wife. And I think then everything else kind of comes secondary.
I love it. I'm right there with you. And, you know, I have to tell you, one of the tests came for me, and I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I am Kim. I'm your host. I'm here with Danielle Knox, and she is actually the host of the Balancing Act on Lifetime. Mm-hmm. And but, you know, from one woman to another, I have four children. Like I said, one of my daughters was getting married, and, you know, you have so many things going on, but I had to take some time off so I could be present in that moment and not mix it. And we did not miss a beat. It was probably now it's going to be hard because I have three other children. How to beat that?
Right.
But it was everything that, you know, her and her husband wanted. And that's what I think so many of us sometimes forget, that you can't take back those moments, you know?
Yeah, I say that all the time. You only get this experience once, and I don't want to have to look back and say, oh, I wish I would have. And I'll tell you, it's something that my mom has done, and she's just recently confessed to me that she wishes she could have been more present. She was present as far as physically being there, but, I mean, she was a young mom when she had us, and she was working a lot, and she was providing. But it's about being there for those moments. And so she says, I wish I would have been more present, because now, you know, I wake up and I think, God, it's all gone. My kids are all grown. They're out of the house. And so when she told me that, that really was kind of that light bulb moment for me, Kim, that made me say, that's the kind of mother I want to be, a mother who is present, so that I don't have those regrets when I'm older. We're always going to have regrets about certain things, but the fewer regrets I can have about that part of my life, I think the better.
I totally agree. So you have some tips for us, and, you know, I'm looking at a couple of them. Make a list and check it twice, okay?
Sure.
I make lists for everything. Sometimes my kids, like, and my husband tease me because they're like, Mom, here's a list of your list, you know? You know? So you have to have one. I mean, I'm going to add to that is you need to have one place you make a list. And, you know, the other thing that I do, and please help me add to this, is I put a date on it so that I can go back and go, oh, wait a minute, did I not finish that?
Right. I think it's important. I think lists are absolutely important. And I think lists, when you're talking about the holidays and gift giving, are important too, because a lot of times we'll go out there with no list, right? And you're like spending more money than you want to spend. You're buying for people that, you know, may not be on your list, right? Or you're buying for people on your list that you may not be buying the right thing for them. So if you make a list at the holidays as well, I have to tell you, it's so helpful, because what it does is it helps you stay on budget, but it also helps keep you on track, because just to write down the names of everybody that you want to buy for, and then next to that name, put a price point. This is the maximum I want to spend, whether it's $25, $30, whatever it is, and that will help keep you on task, because there's nothing like looking at a list to remind yourself that I don't want to be broke come January.
There you go.
I want to have some green,
you know,
come January.
Danielle, what is the most unique gift that you've bought so far?
Well, you know, I have to tell you, one of the things that I am doing this year, Kim, for my mom, because she is one of those women who has everything, right? And so I'm thinking, what can I get her? I know she loves TV. She loves to watch TV. She's a huge TV person. And so what I discovered this year is that Hulu Plus is doing gift cards this holiday season. So it's really cool because it's good for kids of all ages. I mean, with my young kids, I can do SpongeBob and iCarly, but with somebody like my mom who loves The Daily Show with Jon Stewart and Modern Family, this is something that's tangible that she can take with her on her iPad. She can take it on her tablet, on her mobile device, on her laptop.
What is that? Okay, so let's start all over. What is Hulu? Is it Hulu Plus?
It's Hulu Plus. So Hulu Plus is a way that you can take your television with you. So it offers endless entertainment on your laptop, on your tablet, on your gaming system even. And so if there's a show that you love that you want to catch up on, maybe you missed some episodes, like, for example, Modern Family, on Hulu Plus, you can catch up on that. You can do the same thing with any show show that you want to watch now or show that you want to watch the past seasons of. What makes Hulu Plus unique, though, is it's great for the TV lover, it's great for the techie, and the subscription prices are amazing. And so you can get a three-month subscription for $23.97. You can get a six-month subscription for $47.94. Pick it up at Walmart, at Best Buy, at Target. But the great thing about this is that you're kind of satisfying that tech lover or TV lover without having to shell out the money for a tablet or for some other, you know, big box, you know, technology device. So it really is great. And what I love for my kids is they can take it with them. So when we're on those long road trips and they've got Hulu Plus, they never tell me, are we there yet? Because they can watch all their favorite shows. And so that's one of the things that I like, that it can go with you and it's on any mobile device. My son can do it on his gaming system as well. So it's really a great gift that's kind of not the norm because you're thinking outside the box, but it really is something tangible that almost any and everybody can use because we all have these mobile devices.
I like that. I like that a lot. Okay, and so how do we find Hulu Plus?
So with Hulu Plus, you can simply go to a big box store like a Best Buy, like a Target, like a Walmart. You can also go to their website. It's Hulu.com/plus. So you can do it online, but you can just walk into one of these stores and do it. As I said, Walmart, Best Buy, Target has it. So it's really easy, easy access to it.
All right. I love it. Okay. So since that was such a great idea, what's your next?
Okay. So here's my next. And I want you to hang in there with me on this one, Kim, because I think, you know, when we're talking about creative gifting and we're talking about saving time and money, a lot of people will just run into the store and buy something and run into a store that they're familiar with or that they shop at a lot. I do a lot of my shopping at Dollar General, and I know a lot of people think Dollar General, oh, that may be a little bit cheap. It's not cheap. I call it.
No, you know, it's
do you
interesting.
Do it too? Yeah.
Yeah, I just actually had another interview, and we were talking about that. And then I went in there, and I found some of the greatest things.
Yes.
And we do a lot of, we have a construction company, too, and we do a lot of work for the ones that distribute it.
Mm.
I have to tell you, they have got great things in there.
Yep, they absolutely do. And that's the thing that I think people may not realize, that they have brand names, and they have electronics, and they have gaming systems, and they have toys from Disney and Sesame Street and Play School. I mean, all the things that you'd find in other stores, they have them in Dollar General. They just have them at great price points. And when you spend $75, you're going to save 25% right then and there on your purchase. Yep, and then they're extending that sale to online, and that one runs through December 31st.
Can you go to Dollar General online?
Mm-hmm. DollarGeneral.com. You can go online, and you can do your shopping there. You spend $75, you'll save 25% on your purchase. They will also give you free shipping. If you use this discount code, it's DG25, DG25. And remember, this promotion runs through December 31st. The in-store promotion runs through Christmas Eve.
Okay, very cool. That's another great one. All right, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now. One, I know that there's so many choices out there, and I'm so glad that you are spending time with us here on the Kim Pagano Show. It's the brighter side of life, and we are right now in the 805. I am your host, Kim Pagano, and I've got Danielle Knox on, and she is the host of Balancing Act on Lifetime. And, you know, it is a woman's television show. You know, it's interesting. I have a lot of men that tune into our show, and I think they just want to know what women are thinking, you know, and it helps them, you know, deal with their everyday lives. So thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
So let me ask you, so tell us, what do we find when we watch the Balancing Act? What kind of things are on there?
So as you said, it's kind of, it's from a woman's perspective. Lifetime is a women's network, but it really is news you can use. And so it kind of has the same thing, Kim, that you would find on any other morning show like Good Morning America or the Today Show, with the exception of news segments. We don't do news segments, but what we do is news you can use. And so we've done every celebrity you can imagine, from Dolly Parton to Janet Jackson. I mean, we cover the gamut with celebrity interviews, but we also do a lot of, you know, book authors and cooking segments, and you know, with women being kind of the head of households in terms of spending, we really try to target that towards sales and discounts and websites that offer really great information for women. So it's very, very female-oriented, but men can use this information as well. We do a really great Breast Cancer Awareness Month in October. I mean, we just really kind of cover the gamut, but you'd be surprised that a lot of men watch Lifetime television as well. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, my God, I got my husband, you know. Yeah, I'm telling you, no, my husband loves Lifetime, you know, and now my boys do. They're like, Mom, what did you do to us? Our girlfriends think, and I go, oh, no, it makes you a better person.
It does. It does. It makes you, and also you want your boys to kind of know what women are thinking.
Oh, my gosh, definitely.
I think that's an important thing.
I do, too. So, now, okay, you've given us some really great tips. And, oh, I'm putting on your thing here. And so what else can we do? We're down to, you know, now, do you ever feel like you're rushed at the very end and then you kind of go and buy anything? That's what you don't want to do.
That's what you don't want to do. But you know what? We've all been there, myself included. One of the things that I've learned over the years is that sometimes you may run out of ideas in terms of what to give that's tangible, right, that's actually a physical gift. So why not give an experience or give something that, you know,
I totally agree.
Yeah, that they can use over time. And so I was doing some research, and I came across this really cool company. It's called Square Trade. Now, it is a warranty company, but I think warranties can make a really great practical gift if you get the right warranty, and Square Trade is it, and let me tell you why. Here's the thing. They cover accidental damage, but they call it insurance for the klutz in us, because what happens is we've all dropped our phone, right, whether it be in water or in the toilet, which I have done. I'm going to admit I've done. And the thing
is,
statistics have shown that 1 in 10 of us have dropped our phones.
No question. Yes,
in
absolutely.
The toilet. Or if our kids get a hold of it and break our tablets, 50% of American parents say that's happened to them. So Square Trade covers that accidental damage. My son left our iPhone on top of the car. We drive away. The iPhone was never seen again. Okay?
Yeah,
so,
I mean, this covers
that kind of accidental damage. And so, for example, for my son's iPhone, it's $99. It's a 2-year plan with only a $75 deductible. And then with our tablets, it's $99 for 2 years, but there's no deductible. So I think it's really, really great. And this is something, again, that you can find at Staples or at Sam's Club or at Amazon or at Costco, all your big box retailers. And, you know, and don't think, oh, I'm giving something boring. You're giving something practical. And, again, this is kind of not your mother's insurance. This is a really great, great accidental damage plan that covers those accidents that we all have, no matter what it is. And so I think that's a really terrific thing, because we take our phones with us everywhere. We take our tablets with us everywhere. So the likelihood that something's going to happen to them is pretty great.
Right. Now, I know I've done this before, is basically like a gift box, a gift basket with lots of great things that you know that they like. You know, maybe, I'm a hair therapist, so maybe, a blow dryer and a blow dryer holder and an iron and some products and that kind of stuff. What's your thought on that?
Can I tell you, I love the term hair therapist.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thank you very much.
That is a great term. I love that you think that way, because I think that way as well. It's kind of thinking outside the box and inside the basket, right? Inside the gift basket. Because
there you go.
When you do something like that, what you're doing is you're telling the person that you're giving the gift to, I'm thinking about you personally. I'm not just giving them a gift basket that you kind of buy off the shelf and has things in it that they may not use. That's great, but it's things in there that they may not use. So if you do what you're doing, which is putting the great hair care supplies in there, or if you have a cook in your family, you can actually, you know, build a basket full of great barbecue sauces. If you want to make some yourself, that's fine, and then put a personalized apron in there and some tongs. You've got a really great gift. Or let's say you have a DIYer. Yeah, go ahead.
Right. I really love that, because, and of course, my husband's like, just get anything, you know, because you know how men think, right?
Right, right.
But I like it to be a personal. I love gifts that people have really thought, you know, they get to know you. They know who you are, and that's why they're buying it for you.
Right. Well, you know what? And it's funny, because I'm a DIYer. Home and Garden Television, my favorite.
Yes.
I can watch it any and all day
Me
long.
Me too.
And so I actually love the Dremel Sawmax. And the thing is, when women think, oh, Sawmax, I'm not going to be able to use it, you are going to be able to use it, because this one is versatile. It's only 6 pounds. It's pretty small. I mean, it's easy to control. It's handheld. It cuts through almost anything, including wood and tile. You can put that in a toolbox. And then you can add stuff to it like gloves, right, and a flashlight and nails and hammers. And so you've got this really, really great gift that they know, okay, you're thinking about me personally. You're not kind of buying just any and everything just to kind of fill that name on the list. You're taking some time and you're putting some thought into it.
I love it. You know what, Danielle Knox, again, for anybody that's just joining us right now, she is the host of Balancing Act. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I am your host, Kim, here, and some really great ideas, thinking out of the box, and again, you know, like I do, is the brighter side of life. That's what we're all about. We're trying to live our best life, and it is a balancing act. I love it. I mean, that, you know, that is part of what we talk about every single day as a mom, as a parent, as a daughter, as a wife. We are constantly balancing and, you know, some really great ideas to make our life a little bit easier. So thank you so much, Danielle. Where do we find more about you?
So if you want to find out more information about me, you can go to my website, and that is playprettybeauty.com. That's playprettybeauty.com. And, Kim, I forgot to tell you that California is the 8th clumsiest state in the nation, so you might want to go ahead and get that warranty insurance. But and I'm from California. I'm an original California girl. Playprettybeauty.com is where you can go for information about me.
All right. Well, Danielle, this is really fun. I'd love to talk more to you, and I'd love to find out more about your show.
That sounds good, Kim. And listen, it's great talking to you as well. Hello to all of your viewers out there, and I look forward to talking to you next year.
You got it. And a happy holidays, too, Danielle.
You as well. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime. Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
And today joining us is Leah Ingram, and we're going to talk about frugal holiday tips. And if you're anything like me, it's getting closer, and the holidays are right around the corner, and most of us have a to-do list a mile long. And so hopefully Leah can help us with that. And you know, she's got some really great tips. I think we've actually talked to her before about a couple of her books that she's got. And, well, let's bring her on, Leah Ingram, Frugal Holiday Tips. Leah, are you there?
I'm there. Thank you so much for having me.
You got it. Welcome, welcome. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started and how you kind of found your way around getting all that stuff done easy and on time.
I have been writing about gift buying and smart shopping and saving money for many, many, many years. And I actually started my blog, Suddenly Frugal, in 2007 when our family found ourselves suddenly needing to be frugal. And that really changed up how we approached holiday shopping. And so this is really, you know, I love giving money saving advice all year round, but at the holidays, it's my favorite time to help people not stress out, because I really do think that there are some simple ways that you can go about getting all the gifts you need to buy purchased and not going over budget.
Okay, so do you buy mostly things online, or do you actually go and wait in the stores and lines and all that? What's your secret?
Most of the time, and only this year is different simply because I've been traveling, my husband and I and our children make a date to go and take care of our holiday shopping in one day. We just find that if we take the divide and conquer approach, it works really well for us. And also there's something to keeping your holiday shopping limited to one day that helps you to stay on budget. Because if, you know, you're not reining yourself in, if you're like, well, I'm just going to go to the store again, you know, then you can spend more. But if you say, you know, hey, December whatever is the day that we're going to the store, then you know that's the only day that you've allowed yourself to shop. And that's not easy, you know, but you can learn new tricks to approaching holiday shopping, and I promise you, you can stay on budget.
So let me ask you a question. Okay, how many children do you have, first of all?
I have two daughters.
Okay. So do you set up, like, ask them to give you a list of what they want, or how do you, you know, and then do you buy for the rest of your family? Do you pick names? What's your strategy?
My husband and I have trained not only our daughters, but our siblings and our parents and our cousins to be forthcoming with gift information. So, you know, if, let's say in July, my mom sees something and says, you know, the next time you need to buy me a gift, can you get me X? Well, then I make a mental note of that. And I think that if you can train your family to do that, then it makes buying their gifts so much easier. The other thing, though, is we try to personalize gifts. And what I mean by that is I'm not saying like I'm having their name emblazoned on everything, but rather we try to find gifts that fit with their hobbies. And so like we'll try to find one store where we can get all of our shopping done, and that also makes it easier as well.
Okay. So now my next question is, do you have a budget?
Well, I do have, you know, it's interesting. What I try to do is think about, you know, it's like how many gifts do I have to buy? You know, how much do we think or we know we have to spend? And then clearly you do the division and you go from there. So actually my favorite store for shopping this year is Family Dollar, because I know that they have a lot of really great brand name gifts for only $5. And, you know, even if you have a big family, $5 a pop is going to allow you to buy multiple gifts for not a lot of money. They have Parker Brothers, they have Disney. These are brands, you know, that my nieces and nephews are going to recognize, and it allows me to buy these gifts, stay on budget, and actually my daughters as well. I mean, they're spending their own money, and it's amazing how frugal they become when suddenly the money is coming out of their wallet and not mine. So a store like Family Dollar is a place where you can teach them a good lesson about getting the most bang for their buck, keeping their list, you know, of what they need to buy intact, and just being smart and targeted about how they approach shopping.
Okay, so we don't have Family Dollar out here so much, but we have, like, the dollar store and stuff like that. Now, the quality isn't as good as paying, you know, a lot of money for something, so this is something that, have you thought about that?
Actually, the quality of the product actually is what you're going to find in other stores. I mean, it is the brand name. I mean, they've done a really great job of sourcing products with the brand. I mean, they've got Russell Stover candy. I mean, Russell Stover candy is Russell Stover candy. So, you know, I actually would argue on the quality point and say what's great is getting the most bang for your buck.
Right. Okay. And I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking about the holidays, and we're giving some frugal holiday tips with Leah Ingram. Leah, you have several books that you've written, right? And, you know, a couple of them are Gifts Anytime, How to Find the Perfect Present for Any Occasion, and the Everything Etiquette book. I believe I've actually had you on my show before. Finding a gift anytime. You know, a lot of us, there's, you know, you come to a point in your life where you don't need a lot, but there's things that you still want. And, you know, you want it to be something that people, you don't want to just clutter their house again. So how do you go about, you know, tell us a little bit about each one of your books.
Well, what's interesting about just talking about this notion of buying gifts, you know, a lot of people are really hesitant to give gift cards. But as the mom of two teenage daughters, I can tell you that gift cards do not clutter your house. And if you're
right.
buying for somebody who is difficult to shop for, a gift card is a great way to acknowledge that you wanted to give them a gift, and then you let them shop for themselves. And I know that my teenagers, they love that. I mean, they, you know, they're like, more, give me more. I'll take the gift cards, no problem.
Right.
But as far as my book, Gifts Anytime, I think, excuse me, I'm like choking. I really embrace the notion of a gift closet. And I don't know if we talk.
I do have one of those. I like that, yeah.
So this gift closet literally is a closet in my guest room, and I use it to store all occasion gifts. And this is more about when you know, like at the holidays, you're being invited to people's homes. And, you know, my mom always told me, don't show up empty-handed. So with your gift closet, you can have stuff in there that if you are invited someplace last minute, you can reach into it and find something that you can bring, like a box of candies or some sort of home decor. If you find children's games or things like that at a great price, stock up on them. And that way, you know, birthday parties that you're invited to throughout the year, then you've got right there great gifts that you can give. You know, you can maybe bunch a couple together so there's more of a wow factor. But you know you got those gifts at a great price, so you're not busting your budget. So, you know, if there's one takeaway from Gifts Anytime, or even just from our conversation today, is think about starting a gift closet now or in 2014, because it is going to make your gift shopping throughout the year so much easier.
Okay. Now, another thing, you actually do a lot of media training, correct?
I do. Yes, I have done media training. I have been media trained, and I can help other people, you know, if they need to talk to the media, figure out how to be clear and concise and sound super smart.
Okay. Okay. And now, where did you get your training from?
You know what? I have to be honest. I have been trained from different people. There isn't like a school. I do have a degree in journalism, and I've done a lot of TV to promote my books. So that's really helped me to develop my speaking skills. But there isn't just one school where you can go to do that.
Okay. So let me just remind anybody, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Leah Ingram right now. Your book, Suddenly Frugal. How did you become suddenly frugal?
So in 2007, our family found ourselves, like many American families, living in a home that had lost value. And the only way to rectify the situation was to sell the house, even at a loss, and start anew. And so our family was suddenly frugal because, well, my kids didn't agree to this. My husband and I basically said, we are never, you know, going to allow ourselves to get into that kind of situation again. And, you know,
and what would you do differently?
You know, it's interesting. What we did differently was the biggest change we made was cooking at home. With two young kids with busy schedules, the easy, convenient thing to do was to eat out, you know, to buy coffee out in the morning. And all those things don't seem like they add up to a lot of money. But, you know, on a day-to-day basis, $3 here, $5 here doesn't sound like a lot. But when you multiply it out over 365 days, it adds
up. Right? And the meals start to add up.
Yep. I mean, you know, we turned the thermostat up in the summer and down in the winter, you know, bundled up in the winter, never bought a new car again, only bought used cars. When we moved from the house that we had to sell, we moved into a walkable area so that my kids could walk to school, so that I could walk to the grocery store, just little things that we could do to save money over the long term. We, you know, learned about consignment shops for selling our clothes and making money, buying clothes. It's just little things that added up to a lot.
Right. Wow. I love it. Now, talk to us a little bit about Toss, Keep, and Sell.
So Toss, Keep, and Sell came after Suddenly Frugal, because Suddenly Frugal was about cutting. And it got to a point where we couldn't cut anymore. So we sort of looked at each other and said, well, how can we bring in more money? And like the consignment shops that I just mentioned. So we figured, okay, well, you know, one of the ways that we got ourselves in this situation was by shopping too much. We have all of this stuff. Let's start to sell it and bring in extra cash. Let's consign our clothing. So it was about, you know, getting rid of the clutter and bringing cash in.
Okay. So, and now you do, you also have a book on etiquette.
Yes, and for that I actually did go to a school. I went to the Protocol School of Washington and learned proper etiquette. I mean, it's really designed for people who are working with ambassadors and dignitaries from overseas, but it was great. And, you know, I still remember my younger daughter saying, you know, people make fun of me in the cafeteria because I eat continental style. Like, she eats with a fork and a knife because that's how I taught her. But you know what? Good manners will get you very far in life.
I love it. So now, okay, where do you live? Are you on the East Coast?
I am on the East Coast. I live outside of Philadelphia.
Yeah, and now, you know, because both of my kids, two of my kids went to etiquette school, my boys, actually. And I think that, did you? My daughter did, too. She's saying, I went, too. Actually, I think all four of my kids did. And I think that really makes a difference because, you know, it's just the manners, it's saying thank you. It's a complete knowing how to act when your company. And did your daughters go to etiquette school?
They went to Leah's homegrown etiquette school.
Oh,
I mean, that's really what it is. They were raised with me, you know, writing thank you notes. It's actually very funny. My older daughter just went off to college, and my mother sent her a copy of a thank you note that she had written to her when she was a little kid. And like, you know, my mom had given her money or something, and my daughter had said, you know, we're going to put it in my college fund to help pay for Harvard or whatever. And so my mom actually had kept that thank you note, made a copy of it, and sent it to my daughter at college because she thought it was kind of funny that, you know, she had referenced this money gift from so many years ago to help pay for college. And here she was at college.
That's cute. I love it. And so it's kind of it went full circle, basically, right?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I mean, and when my daughter won scholarships last year as a high school senior, I didn't have to tell her to write thank you notes to the school district and the organizations that gave her scholarships. She knew to do that on her own.
There you go. I love it. Now, really quick, I know we're coming to the end here, but coupons. Do you use coupons?
Oh, I absolutely use coupons. And actually, I know you said that you don't have a lot of Family Dollar stores where you live, but when they do come to your area, you can double coupons there. And that is my favorite kind of couponing, where you can stack them. So they have their own coupons, and then the ones that you get in the Sunday paper. Like, if you really want to make the most of couponings, you want to go to a store that's going to let you use those two kinds of coupons, because then you save the most.
I love it. Okay. And right now, you know, we still have a little bit of time to go shopping. What would be your best tip to do you write everybody's name down? Do you figure out what you're going to get them and then go conquer it? What's your best way of going out there and getting your best bang for your buck?
Oh, no, absolutely. I mean, I make a list. I mean, it sounds, you know, Santa-ish that I make a list and check it twice, but making a list really can keep you focused on the task at hand. You know, so many people get overwhelmed when they go to the stores. They start thinking, well, that's cute, and I want to get that, and this and that. And you know what? If it's within your budget and you can stock up and use it in a gift closet, then by all means. But that list should keep you on track to buy your presents. So if you've never been a taskmaster, to-do list person, make that your goal for this holiday season. Make that list. Bring it with you to the store and get started. And I just found out that there are actually a bunch of Family Dollar stores in the Los Angeles area, which I don't think is too far from you guys. So that's good to know.
Okay. Yes. I know there's dollar stores, but I don't know. I guess maybe they are families. So
Family Dollar, it's orange and yellow. That's the color. Or orange and red, that's what you want to look for.
Very cool, very cool. Well, again, Leah Ingram, where do we find your books? And I'd love to have you back on and you know, get a little bit deeper into your books.
Oh, sure. You can go. I actually have a tab on my Suddenly Frugal blog at suddenlyfrugal.com for all of my books, and I actually have shopping tips on there as well.
Okay, great. Well, you have a really great holiday, and again, thank you so much, and Suddenly Frugal, and that is Leah Ingram. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTN.
Right now, we're talking about the brighter side of life in the 805. And joining me, I'm really excited, Olivia Ward and also Dr. Kathleen Kabashi are going to be joining us. And Olivia Ward is one of the biggest losers. She was season 11, and she actually, God, I can't wait to hear how she did this, but she lost 129 pounds. She looks amazing. And then, of course, Dr. Kathleen Kabashi is a urologist and overactive bladder. And some of that is a little embarrassing to women. We'll have to find out if men get that too, but we're going to talk a little bit about her journey and how they're here to talk about some struggles that we might all be going through. So, again, if you're just joining us right now, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, talking about the brighter side of life, adding value every day in every way. Welcome, ladies. Are you there?
We're here.
Thanks for having us.
How are you?
We're
great.
Well.
So, Olivia, let's start with you. Season 11, you're the winner of the TV's Biggest Loser. And tell us about, one, your emotional journey that you went through. And, I see you've lost 129 pounds. You look amazing. You have half of your hair that you have there, right? And you look amazing. How do you feel?
Thank you. I feel amazing. I love the fact that your show is talking about the brighter side of life because I really have experienced that. It's been really amazing. It was a day-by-day journey. It continues to be a day-by-day journey. And the emotional aspect of it is huge. And that is one of the things that I'm here to talk about today. You know, for years I struggled with my weight, and the emotional side of it was a big piece. I was very embarrassed for many years. I would avoid going to the doctor for just basic things like going to get a physical, because let's face it, what's the first thing they do in a physical? They put you on a scale. And
right.
For whatever reason, I had this kind of stigma in my head that I was going to get in trouble or I was going to be judged. And it's funny, when I met with Dr. Huizenga on The Biggest Loser, it was one of the first things we did. And one of the first things he said was, I'm here to help you, and this is not all your fault. We are going to work out a plan that's going to give you such a better quality of life and really help you overcome this health issue. And I realized in that moment, I had literally been holding my breath for 34 years, and it was like the first time that I just like exhaled and was like, okay, somebody understands what I'm feeling. And although I don't suffer with overactive bladder myself, I so understand these feelings of being embarrassed.
So let me back up for a second. And Olivia, and anybody that's just joining us right now, that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, we're talking with Olivia Ward, Biggest Loser, Dr. Kathleen Kabashi. We're going to have her on, and she's accompanying there. What was it? I mean, when he says it wasn't your fault,
What does that mean? Is it the way, you know, are you a mom? I know you're married, right?
I'm not yet, but hope to be one day.
Okay, great. I'm a mom. I've got four children. Was it something that your family, I mean, did they feed you more? Could you never say no? What is it that, you know, I'm trying to, like, just look into that part, because so many of us, you know, I mean, every day we struggle, and we just had a show on this, is how, you know, it's when our house is clean, when we get our hair long, when we lose our weight, when we keep putting off our life.
That's right.
And what was that?
You know, I think for me that it was not just necessarily it wasn't your fault. I'm going to own up to there were definite behavior issues that I had to address, but also knowing that there are some things genetically that happen to our body that are out of our control. I think it goes along with kind of what we're talking about today with overactive bladder. I mean, it's not your fault if you have these symptoms. It's just something that we have to deal with. And for whatever reason, we become embarrassed and we have these moments where we try to cope with these things. And it really starts to make huge infractions in our life. And so I think, you know, I was literally walking up a flight of stairs one day and was completely winded halfway up walking out of the subway in New York. And that's when I realized for me, wow, I'm 34 years old and I'm winded halfway up a flight of stairs. You know, what is the rest of my life going to look like? And so that was a real pivotal moment for me. And I think that's kind of what I'm here to share with people, that you don't have to suffer in private with some of these issues, and knowing that there's no fault or blame. It's nothing like that. It's just about starting to be a little more comfortable talking about things that are happening within our bodies.
So, Olivia, you were 261 pounds, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and you were married?
I was married, yes. Or I still am married.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. And your husband, was he overweight?
Yes, he was. He actually lost 113 pounds while I was on the show.
Congratulations, I saw that too. But he wasn't your partner on the show. Your sister Hannah was, right?
Correct. She was my partner on the show, yes.
And was she overweight?
She was, and did very well. Came in second right behind me and is still continued this day to be one of my biggest supporters.
Really?
Yes.
And so, take us through, you know, when we watch that show, we see, you know, gosh, the treacherous exercises that you have to do. But, of course, that's not, you know, I mean, that's what we see, but we don't see the times that you're crying, that you know, the journey. What was the biggest thing that stood out in your mind?
You know, it's really interesting. I think I love that you really are in tune to that, because we all know that so much of what happens on the outside of our body, it starts with what we're feeling on the inside, and really starting to become, I had to learn to be comfortable with talking about some of these issues. Like I said before, being embarrassed about being overweight, being embarrassed that I had waited so long, you know, and I had lived for so long trying to cope with these things. And I think that no matter whether you're overweight or you're struggling with some other type of health issue, it starts inside with that emotional journey. And I just, again, want to encourage people that there are answers and relief out there. And, you know, your doctor's a great place to start. Maybe you're not ready to go there quite yet to the doctor. Maybe just starting verbalizing some of these feelings, these embarrassment feelings that you're having to a friend. You know, we find lots of people struggle with these things. So maybe 9 times out of 10, your friend might be struggling with the same thing. So learning.
Oh, no question.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm so all about having your support team, having a cheerleader around you. You know, the people that love and already admire you, whether you're, you know, 200 and something pounds to where you are today, it doesn't matter. They see who you are through all that.
That's right.
And so you obviously, you had your sister there, you had your husband there. What made you go on public TV? As opposed to having a gastric bypass or doing something different?
You know, I actually looked into all those things before, but I think the biggest thing is I was ready. I was ready to make that change. I was ready to take those scary steps, you know, getting on a scale in a sports bra and hot pants in front of all of the world. I was ready. And however that transformed, I was ready to take on that change, because I no longer wanted to live this way. I no longer wanted to hide behind my feelings of being embarrassed and living in a body that I knew was not giving me the best life possible. So it all ties in together.
I love it. And I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that I'm so glad you're here. You're making your first step. That's what I say. It's all about the brighter side of life. And we're talking with winner of TV's Biggest Loser, Olivia Ward, and she lost, you started season 11, 261 pounds, right?
Yes.
And lost 129 pounds. That's like a whole person.
Yeah, it is. It is.
So do you feel amazing? I mean, you know, do you have any residual health problems or anything from that?
No, you know, I feel really great, you know, and I think that's one of the things. I'm so fortunate to have Dr. Kobashi here that can also, you know, add kind of her side of things, because really making these simple life changes can completely transform your life.
I love it. Well, let's talk with Dr. Kathleen Kobashi. She's a urologist, overactive bladder specialist. And Dr. Kobashi, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having
us
on the show.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, it's just fascinating, you know, taking on different people's challenges and journeys through life. And so where do you practice at?
I'm in Seattle at Virginia Mason Medical Center.
Okay. And so do you work mostly with people that are overweight, or just women in general, or sports people?
Well, men and women, and overweight and underweight, I suppose. I mean,
okay.
all comers. But I think what's important to know about, Olivia has alluded to overactive bladder, which is, you know, one of those things that can be very embarrassing to people. It's actually really common, Kim. One in three adults over age 40 in the United States experience overactive bladder symptoms, which entail urgency, like a feeling like when you have to go, you better get there right now before it starts leaking or you might not make it in time. And frequency, this feeling like you have to go constantly. So people live really from bathroom to bathroom, and they know where every bathroom in town is. So, you know, of course, that can really have a negative impact on life, and yet people don't come forward and talk about it. I think one in three may actually be an underestimate because people are embarrassed about it, right, Olivia?
Absolutely.
You know, and people don't realize that there are treatment options that are available that aren't big, scary surgeries. In fact, there's a website that the listeners can go to if you're experiencing OAB, and that's oabreality.com, in one word.
And also, I guess right now is Bladder Awareness Month, correct?
That's
and
right.
So that's one of the reasons that you're bringing this out in the open, right?
Yes.
Plus, it is now. I'm not happy to hear that men go through this too, but you know, we're the ones that have the babies and do all that, and sometimes we end up with, you know, what I would have thought would be from a bladder infection, but it's really not, is it?
Well, bladder infections can cause OAB symptoms, absolutely. They usually are also associated with burning and pain and that sort of thing. So if you have symptoms that feel kind of like a urinary tract infection, but you don't have burning or pain, it very well may be that you're having OAB symptoms. And like you mentioned, men also are just as prone to this, or almost as prone to this as women are, for different reasons. But certainly there are treatment options available for all of us.
And is there an age reported to have with it?
Well, like I mentioned before, one in three adults over age 40 experience OAB symptoms. But we absolutely see kids, and we see people in their 20s and 30s coming in. So you're not immune to it just based on your age.
Wow. And now I have heard in the past, because there's somebody that I know that had frequent problems like this, and they actually wanted to insert like something in the side of your stomach, almost like a monitor or something. Are you familiar with that?
Oh, yes. There's so, again, on that oabreality.com website, it will tell you about a lot of these options. That was probably like a pacemaker for the bladder or something. So, I mean, there are options. And we first start with things very simple like dietary modification. So avoiding caffeine and alcohol and things that irritate and tickle the bladder, because that obviously can cause OAB symptoms. And things like weight loss and smoking cessation and really just overall wellness can be very helpful. But when those things aren't quite enough to get your bladder to behave, we have all kinds of other options that, again, are not big, huge, scary surgeries. They're simple procedures that can make a huge difference in your quality of life.
Wow. You know, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with, right now, we're talking with Dr. Kathleen Kobashi, and she is an accomplished urologist and overactive bladder expert. And also on the line, we have Olivia Ward, the Biggest Loser from season 11. And so let me ask you, Olivia, why did you choose this to talk about when that's not something you have?
It's interesting. I think, really, I was so impressed by the crossover of feelings that we all feel. Like, again, like I said, it was hearing the stories of these women and men saying that, you know, I feel embarrassed, you know, I have to live, you know, from bathroom to bathroom, or I don't really want to take that step to go to my doctor and talk about it, or, you know, I'm just not willing to put my health first, you know, I'm really busy, I'll take care of it at some point. And these were all things that I have said to myself, you know, and even though I did
it. So it really doesn't matter what it is that we're experiencing, it just is the same but different, you know.
It is. And how in a way, how comforting is that, to know that we all wear the same shoes, so to speak, that we all feel these things in one way or another. And I think the more comfortable and the more open we can be about talking about these issues, the more successful lives that we're all going to have, and the more healthy and better quality of life. So that was my thing, is that I just...
No question. I love it. And, you know, I have a women's support group, and I love it. I mean, you know, men don't share as much as women do, but women, if you, you know, I mean, obviously we're talking about an embarrassing health issues right here, but if everybody knows that it's normal, that they're not alone, that they have support, that they can talk to other women and, you know, and share some of the same fears and things that other people are going through, that's what it's all about. So again, Dr. Kathleen Kobashi, where do we find out more about this?
Thanks, Kim. There's a website, oabreality.com. Oabreality is one word, .com. And please take a look at it, because I think it'll give you a good head start on some information out there.
And so one thing, give us one tip that if we're feeling it and that's not so intrusive that we could do.
Well, I think the dietary changes, avoiding caffeine and alcohol, things that really tickle your bladder. And, you know, up in Seattle, it's hard to tell people not to drink caffeine, but they do it. And for a lot of people, it makes a huge difference.
Exactly. All right. And Olivia, give us a couple tips from what your life, how you've really just enhanced your life, changed it around, and hopefully, you know, you wake up feeling positive and amazing every day.
You know, I think the big thing is I learned to be a little bit selfish in this area of my life, and to be okay with that. And I think for so many women especially, we feel like that's a negative thing. But the better and healthier I am, the better I am for others. And to me, that's what it's all about.
I love it. So we're talking about self-caring here,
that's
right?
That's right. That's right.
And when we can self-care, we fill our own cup, and then we can actually be filling other people's.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us.
You're so welcome. Again, where do we find out more about you, Olivia?
I have a website, myfitspiration.com, and also anything at nbc.com/biggestloser.
I love it. Thank you so much, ladies. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
We're News Talk 1590 KVTA.
Everybody relax. Just calm down. Everything is under control.
Ventura.
Oxnard.
Carpinteria.